Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Street Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We have a few rules on Street Talk. We ask that you do not use profanity, and we respect each other's opinions. I also ask that we speak one at a time so that we can all hear each other speak. Also, remember, we are on live, so if you are not speaking, put your phones on mute so we cannot hear background noises. We can be reached at 310-982-4126. Again, that's 310-982-4126. Okay. On tonight, we will have an open discussion. The reason that I wanted to do the show on tonight is I wanted to talk a little bit about being friends. On tonight, I have no callers in queue at the time, but what I wanted to speak about would be about being friends. You know, I wanted to have an open discussion. I asked people to call Blog Talk on tonight. I've went through a long week, and during this week, I've experienced situations with becoming friends with people, you know, trying to understand how people can be friends and how people live their lives accordingly and do things to each other that I feel like is bad. But I read the Bible sometimes, and as I was reading some of the Bible verses, it touched me, so I wanted to share some of the Bible verses with you all. I read John 15:15, where it says, "No longer do I call you slaves, for slaves does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." You know, that goes to say when you decide that you want to be friends with someone, you tend to start telling them your business and start to telling them your secrets. When you tell a person your secrets, you don't expect them to go back and talk bad about you or share the secrets that you've told them with other people. You know, all you want for them to do is to just listen to you and to take heed of what you said and just try to be your friend. You know, you don't want other people to just talk bad, you know, listen to you and talk bad about what you said. You just want people to just listen. You know, sometimes it's okay to just listen. And as you listen to a person, when you became friends with the person, you start to understand them. So like I said, I have a new caller. Hello, caller. How are you?
What's going on, Ms. Reddy?
Nothing much is going on. I'm just here on Street Talk, and I'm talking live about being friends with people and different things of that nature. Hold on just a second. You're my first caller. I was sharing that I've been reading the Bible, and, you know, I read John 15:15, where it says, "No longer do I call you slaves, for slaves does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you." I was just sharing with Street Talk that once you become friends with a person, you know, you start to tell them what's going on with you, and you start to open up to them, and you start to share your thoughts and things of that nature. And sometimes you find it hard to share your thoughts with people because people talk about your business to other people, and then friends disassociate themselves with each other, and you stop hanging around each other because of the things that people find out about you, you know, because other people talk your business, you know?
Yeah. I agree, Miss Rady.
Yeah.
Really?
So, I was reading in Proverbs 13:20 where it said, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." What do you have to say about that?
That's true. That's like, you know what I'm saying? Let's put it to you this way. This like, you know, if you have, they say if you hang around people with money, you have money. Hang around broke folks, you'll be broke. Same scenario. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you want to hang around people to get knowledge, that got something going for themselves. If you're around that, you'll have something going for yourself eventually too.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. I agree with you on that, because if you hang around people that's not doing nothing and you hang around people that's not meaning you no good, you're going to end up being no good. But if you hang around people that's meaning you some good, then you'll start to do good things, you know. And I've learned this week, you know, that you can't call everybody your friend. You know, sometimes when you want to be friends with people, they don't really want to be friends with you. You know, you have to watch what you're doing around people and watch who you consider your friends, you know. And if you consider yourself as being a friend to somebody, then you will teach them to do good things and not bad things, because if you teach them to do bad things, you know, then I don't think you're being a good friend to them. Do you agree with me or you don't?
I firmly agree with you. I believe that, you know, because, you know, it's like setting a good example. You know what I'm saying? If you show me something positive and I've been doing negative things so long, eventually it's going to rub off on me.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. And another thing that I was reading, it said, do not associate with a man given to anger, or go with a hot-tempered man, or you will learn his ways and find a snare for yourself. That's kind of sticky, huh?
Yeah, it is, because, you know, a high-headed person will lead you into something and you be like, hold on, let me put my brakes. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to go this far. You know, I was down for it for a second, but hold on, I didn't know it was going to get this crucial. So, you know.
You didn't know.
It can be that way. You know, like you ride with somebody and they drive real fast and you find yourself putting your feet on the, you know what I'm saying, on the floor like you know, hitting the brakes. You're like, hold on, this car needs to slow down a little bit. We're going a little too fast. You know what I'm saying? I was in this for this ride, but I didn't know it was going to be like this.
You didn't know the ride was going to take you that fast. You didn't know it was going to get that deep.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to take you that fast.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, you know, you want to hold on to the, you know, the little thing on the top. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I wanted to roll, but I didn't want to roll like this.
Yeah, well, you say you want to roll, but you didn't want to roll like this. That's where you find yourself with some of your friends. Sometimes people, that's when you pick up friends, you find that sometimes the things that they're doing you don't really want to do, but then you feel like maybe you need to do these things in order for them to be your friend, but you don't really have to do anything for nobody to be your friend, because a friend is going to be a friend indeed, and a friend is not going to want you to do anything to harm yourself, and they're not going to want to do anything to harm themselves, you know. So a person that's actually your friend is not going to, you know, not going to bring harm your way.
True that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So as I was talking on tonight, as I was going through my week, I was deciding that some of the people that I was being around, I didn't want to be around them anymore. And even with me, like, you, I can't complain about the friendships that I have, but I have to, whenever you find yourself, not just me, myself personally, I'm talking about people in general, when you find yourself with a crowd of people that you don't want to really be around, or you find yourself doing something that you didn't really want to do, you can't keep on doing it. You know, you have to do something different, find a way out, you know? And like you said, you find yourself pumping your brakes on the other side, on the passenger side, when somebody's driving fast in the car, you know, you run that out, and that's a good thing, you know what I'm saying? And socializing with other people, you know, like they say, do not associate with a man given to anger. You know, you pick and choose your friends, you pick and choose the people you're around, the people that you call your friends, your associates, or anybody, you know, you pick and choose those people, you know? That's not something that you just born into. You know, your family, you're born into your family, but you're not born into, you know, friendships. You choose your friends.
True that. I firmly agree with you, Reddy.
You say what?
I said I firmly agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I really, you know, you can inherit, you know, family is something you inherit. Friendships, you know what I'm saying, that's something that you make.
Yeah, friends is something that you inherit, but
family
is something that you inherit, but friends is something that you choose. And when you choose your friends, you have to learn to choose your friends wisely, because situations that you don't really want to be in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And as I was reading some more, you know, I started to understand more. Let me go ahead and go with me. Hello, I have a new caller. Hello, caller, how are you on tonight?
Hello, how you doing? My name is Mr. Ernest Smith. How you doing?
I'm fine on tonight. I'm just on live on Street Talk. Welcome to Street Talk. We're on live talking about friends and associations. So far, I have you and another caller on. We were covering the ground of some of the things that I've learned this week. We were talking about, I'm having an open discussion on Street Talk on tonight. I've covered the Bible verses, John 15:15, where it says, "No longer do I call you slaves, for slaves does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from the Father, I have made known to you." And also, we covered where I said, in Proverbs 13:20, where it said, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." And we also covered Proverbs 22:24-25, where it says, "Do not associate with a man given to anger, or go with a hot-tempered man, or you will learn his ways and find a snare for yourself." And so where we was at on that, we were talking about how we associate with how we find ourselves associating with different kind of friends, and we find it that we need to pump our brakes sometimes, because we find ourselves riding with these friends, like being around these different people and not knowing what the situation is, and we find ourselves in sticky situations where we have to pump our brakes. And Doughboy, on the other hand, was talking and letting us know. Doughboy, go ahead and share with the new callers. We have a couple of new callers on the line. Share with them what you were saying about pumping your brakes.
Yeah, you know, it's like you're riding down the street in the car, and a person they going real fast, you know, you like put your feet up on them, you know what I'm saying? You got your feet up at the floorboard, you like holding on to the side of the door, you know, where the little part is. You like, "Hold on, I wanted to ride, but I didn't want to ride this bad," you know what I'm saying? "I didn't want these things to be real fast." You know, you're in the car, you're like, "Wait a minute, hold on, man."
We can't hardly hear you. You have to clear your background. We can't hardly hear you. It sounds like you're muzzled.
All right, take my phone out, speaker. What I was saying is, you know, you have to, you be riding the car, you just try to hold on, and you be like, "I didn't want it to be this fast, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to ride, but it wasn't at this cost." You know, things you thinking when you're riding down the street with somebody, you know, they rolling doing 120, but you really wanted to do 60. You know what I'm saying? "Hold on, you're going a little too fast for me." You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to get caught up like this. It wasn't worth all that.
So what do you think we can do when we're around people in general, what do you think that we can do to help other people learn that it's okay to slow down sometimes instead of moving so fast and going with the crowd and doing what the crowd wants to do? If anybody that was calling in, that was calling, listening, if they was just listening, what do you think you can tell them to make them feel some form of security that it's okay to pump your brakes or disassociate yourself with
them? This is what I think. If you know your friend going to be rolling 120 miles an hour and you know you don't want to ride 120 miles an hour, you might want to ride 60 miles an hour, don't jump in the car with them. Because from my understanding that if you say for instance you have a friend that argues with his girlfriend all the time or argue with his wife all the time, you know, that's going to rub off on you. So you're not going to be, if you're the one that's like, man, you know, I don't do my wife like that or I don't do my girlfriend like that, then, you know, some of that stuff will rub off on you if you're really just kicking around him like that. So it's really not nothing you can really do because that's his, you know, that's his ride or whatever. You know, you can't really tell him how fast to go or how slow to go because people going to do what they want to do regardless of you, if you're their friends or not. Because sometimes friends don't really care about what they say.
I agree with that. I really do agree with that. That's just like looking at Boys in the Hood. When Trey was in the car with Doughboy and him, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, man. I really don't want to do this, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not for everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's all right to tell your friends, you know what I'm saying, to pull the car over and say, hey, man, this ain't for you, you know what I'm saying? I understand this ain't your lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? If I feel that I'm in a situation like that, one of my friends, I tell them, say, man, I don't think this for you, man, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm man enough to tell them, this ain't for you, don't do this, you know what I'm saying? This is me, this is what I do, you know what I'm saying? I see something better for you,
Your friends are supposed to know, like, you know, what kind of person you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, they supposed to know, like, what kind of person you are and, you know, what you don't do, what you do, and what you don't do. And they should be trying to, you know, look out for you, really. So if they really just want to come get you, you know, ride in their car and go 120 miles an hour, then they don't mean no good, man.
We're not talking about
that's just my opinion.
We're not talking about a car in general. We're talking about hanging around people in general. Like, where you're going to, like, sitting in a restaurant with these people, going around these people, we're talking about being keeping yourself surrounded around these people. Like when you go places and you just want to go somewhere, you just want to be somewhere. You want to be happy. You want to surround yourself around the people that you chose to be your friends. At what point do you say, hey, look, this is way too much for me, or do you even say that, or do you, like, how do y'all handle that? Like,
from my perspective, you know, if he wants you to hang with him, or you know, if you want to be associated with bad people, or if you want to be associated with somebody that's going 120 and you only want to go 60, then that's your business. But me, on the other hand, you know, I feel like, you know, that if I can't, you know, if I can't tell you, hey, man, you know, let's just go 120 miles an hour, man. Let's just chill, you know. But if he not listening to you, then, you know, you're going to be the bad. See, you're going to, you know, that reflects off of you. It's like when you have a kid, you know, whatever you do in your life and you're the father of that kid, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, he follows what you do. So it's like, you know, you can't keep following what your friend do, you know what I'm saying? Even if you still want to kick it with him or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't do it if that's not you. You have to let them go.
Yeah.
That's what kind of understanding I got about that.
Yeah, that's understood. That's understood. We all agree with you on that. You know, we come on and we try to agree to disagree, and sometimes we bring out different interests of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, I had one situation to where I've had people call in and they'll say, well, hey, I really want my friends to like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had situations where people say, like, I really want my friends to care for me. I want my friends to love me. You know, it comes with a friendship, you have love. You know what I'm saying? Y'all all some kind of way y'all have made a bond. You know what I'm saying? You made a bond with these people. You know what I'm saying? And when you bonded with a person and you feel like that person is trustworthy, like in Proverbs 26, you know what I'm saying, where it says, "Many a man proclaims his own loyalty, but who can find a trustworthy man?" You know what I'm saying? People go out and they look for people that trust all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, they really do. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
A lot of people say they're loyal. You know what I'm saying? And I be telling people all the time, you have to deal with your own self. You know who you are. You know what I'm saying? And at some point, if you know that you're full of shenanigans, then you have to stand up and know that you're full of shenanigans. And I'm going to be your friend, and I'm going to deal with you accordingly because I know that you're full of shenanigans, and you know that you're full of shenanigans too, and you can't make me believe that you're not full of shenanigans and full of lies. It's all that you do in the first place because, I mean, it's not a secret.
But why would you want a friend like that that's full of shenanigans? It's my understanding.
I mean, sometimes people just, you don't want a friend that's full of shenanigans, but sometimes you try to learn how to deal with them, and you try to be friends with them anyway because you know that at some point, you feel like at some point they'll change. You kind of get what I'm saying? Because some of y'all itches that you have are coming. Some of y'all grounds are coming. But then some of y'all grounds are uncommon. But then you try to learn how to deal with it because, talk to me.
I hear you. Go ahead.
I'm saying some of your grounds be coming, but then some of the grounds that you cover with them, you be like, way too much. You know, wait. You got to go ahead and just chill. You know, like you said, you know, you feel like two people are better than one. You know what I'm saying? Because at some point in your life, you want somebody to pick you up when you fall. You know what I'm saying? Somebody there to lift you up. You know what I'm saying? Somebody lift you up when you fall. You don't want to always be by yourself because a person alone don't have no help.
Right. Because four eyes is better than two on the cool. But my whole understanding is that, like, I mean, if you want that person to be your friend, no matter how bad they are or how much they do to you or whatever, you know, then that's you. But be friend yourself sometimes, man, because a lot of people, sometimes your friends get you in trouble, get you in a whole lot of trouble that you can't get out of. And from what I was known to, you know, feel like about my friends is that, you know, if I want to be honest, if you going out here, you know, you going to jail every month or you going to jail every, you know, every year or whatever, I can't hang around you, even if it's like, you know, you my friend, I've been knowing you for years, you know what I'm saying? I can't be around you because that's not me. The way you act is not the way that I act. The way you would want to go out here and do stuff is not the way I would want to go out here and do it. So that way I got to deviate myself from you.
So you're saying depart? You're saying depart from your friends? Like, don't be around them anymore? Like, separate yourself?
Yeah, it's just, you know, that's how I feel, you know, because, like, you may not want to go to the same restaurant I want to go to. You may not want to go to the same club I want to go to. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to bite the bullet and say, well, I'm going to go with my friend, which I know my friend is going to act a fool. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to act a fool because I want to go and have fun. You see what I'm saying? But you know he's going to go act a fool, so why would you go with him? I mean, like, why would you do that? Even though he's your friend or whatever he is to you. Why would you go and do that? It's like all about self nowadays because people are only caring about themselves. Even friends, you say you have friends. Friends do you bad. Friends do you worse than a family member will nowadays.
What do you mean?
Therefore, I can't just sit. I'm sorry.
I mean, what do you mean when you say like friends do you better than a family member? You know, we choose our friends. But a family member is somebody that you were born into, so you have to like them whether you want to like them or not. You know what I'm saying? It's just you there. You know what I'm saying? That's something that you're gonna be a part of regardless whether you want to be a part of that or not. You know what I'm saying? You have to be.
It's
because
we all got a choice. We all got a choice.
This is my thing.
I'm listening. Go
my
ahead.
Choices. You know what I'm saying? I just take my choices because think about it. My choice is something that's gonna be the cover. You know what I'm saying? I did that. You know what I'm saying? But I can come in a friend tell me, hey man,
I heard some background noises. I need somebody to cut their background noises out so that we can hear what y'all are saying. Okay, you can finish what you were saying, though, boy. Okay, I guess he left the conversation for a moment. Ernest, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I agree with you when you were saying that you feel like sometimes you have to disassociate yourself from the people that you're around if what they're saying and what they're doing is like not good for you. You know what I'm saying? But at some point,
right,
you have to be able to understand that sometimes with you trying to be a friend to somebody, you chose those people because you wanted to just be there for them and care for them and let them know how you was feeling on the inside about them. You wasn't just there because, you know, you socialize with people because you want to be there. You know what I'm saying? You pick and choose your friends, you know what I'm saying? And it was something that drew you to that
right.
person that made you want to come around them, and maybe you felt like you can help them people along their way as they was doing something wrong. Or if they was doing something right, you just wanted to be around them. You know what I'm saying? I have a new caller, 5441.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? Can you introduce yourself? Hello?
I'm anonymous.
I have a new caller.
Anonymous.
Okay, hi, Anonymous. How are you on tonight?
I'm
fine. We're on talking live about socializing with friends and things of that nature. And we were basically covering the grounds of when you associate yourself with people, you know, you tend to be friends with different kind of people. And we brought up the fact that sometimes it's hard to be friends with people because of the things that people do. You know what I'm saying? And people,
right.
And you sit yourself around these different kind of people. And we have a caller on the phone named Ernest who was saying that. He shared with us that sometimes if you notice your friends is going, they're going to jail all the time, you don't want to be those people's friends anymore. You know, you seem to disassociate yourself with them. But I was trying to explain to him that sometimes if a person is going to jail, sometimes you feel like sometimes you can help that person not do those things. Maybe you're a little mild tempered than them, and maybe you can teach them to be mild tempered. What is your outlook on that, Anonymous?
Well, actually, I don't have any friends, so, but if they went to jail all the time, I would definitely, not call them my friends because they won't be there all around me often. So, they would be Who Kids is that on the radio show?
I don't know who Kids that is on the radio station. You have to go away from the kids, whoever that is that's around kids. I ask that you all please cut the background noises out because we can't hear on the phone. I ask that you all go somewhere where we can all talk. We're having a live conversation. We have live conversations on Street Talk. And I have a new caller. Hello, caller. And Fortnite. I have a couple of new callers on Street Talk on tonight. If you all would, you can introduce yourself at any point. Hello, caller at 4928.
This is Mr.
I'm sorry. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Mary.
Ladies
okay.
first.
Okay, Mary, how are you on tonight?
Hey.
Hold on the line, too.
This is Mr. Diamond Williams.
Diamond Williams, how are you tonight?
I'm blessed. One day at a time. How's everybody?
We're all fine.
Well, I'm good.
We're all live tonight talking about being friends with people, and we've covered the grounds where I say that two people are better than one, and, you know, we have the grounds that, you know, two people are better than one, so you try to keep yourself around somebody that's kind of doing the things that you're doing, and that was covering the ground saying that you have to pump your brakes sometimes when you're in the car with somebody. They use that as a hyperbole, like a metaphor, kind of like a metaphor of when you're riding in a car with somebody and they're going too fast. You know, you try to pump your brakes on the other side to try to slow their car down when you're hanging around somebody. They use that as a metaphor of when you're hanging around somebody and they're doing things that you don't want to do. Sometimes you have to pump your brakes and just slow down and not be around them. But what I'm trying to tell them is that sometimes we feel that we're friends with people because we feel like we can help them. And you being a friend, friend is a friend of love. You know what I'm saying? A friend finds themselves telling a person all their secrets and somebody that you can depend on. And what is your outlook on that?
Ladies.
A friend is somebody you can depend on.
I spoke about progress.
Yeah, but you are who you surround yourself with. I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It says in the Bible, he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm.
Therefore, I'm the wise one.
You say you're the wise one because you don't associate with nobody, period?
That's because I walk by myself.
So how do you live your life just being alone all the time? How does that feel? Because you have nobody there to pick you up, you fall.
Alone, when you grown, you just get you a family and you keep going. When you family oriented, you're not alone, right? So you don't
have to have no friends.
When you grown, you're supposed to focus on work and how your life going, whatever, not your friends anyway.
Okay.
Your friends might be there to take your man.
No, listen to what I'm saying.
That's a true test. Somebody speaking their testimony. Speak on.
Yeah.
That's right, 100, man, 100.
I understand what you said. Your friends might be there to take your man, but what I'm saying is,
I mean, even if he was a man.
I'm saying even at work. I'm talking about even at work, you socialize with people at work. You get to know people. You can't.
Yeah, them ain't your friends. Those are not your friends. Those are your work colleagues or something.
Well, I mean,
I believe that
your friends are the people who grew up with you and the people that you so-called call yourself hanging around with every day. Because, like I said a while ago, you know, you are who you surround yourself with. If you surround yourself with a bank robber, then, you know, automatically, you know, if somebody see you with this bank robber dude, you know, somebody going to say, oh, he robbed banks too. Or he steal too, you know. If you have a, if you're one of your friends have a,
I understand what you're saying on that. That's why I say do not associate with a man given to, you know, you don't associate yourself with a person that's doing things because you are, your ways are the people that you hang around. You know what I'm saying? You find yourself.
Yes.
Right.
It teaches you that in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? It say do not
associate
yourself.
Follow.
Well,
you're right.
Because
weed heads hang with crackheads.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
If you're a good person, then you gonna try to surround yourself with a good person. You know what I'm saying? But then too, you know, that good person, man, could be smoking crack too. You know what I mean? So I mean, like, you know, it's really just, you know, it's not about friends nowadays. It's all about getting your own family, man. Cause friends are just, you know, you gonna get, you know, it's a lot of complications come with that.
Listen, what I'm saying is, in order to be a family, in order to unite and make a family, you have to find a friend of the opposite sex, in order to marry and go forward with your life. And so that's what I'm saying. If you live real life the way life is set up to be lived, then you have to socialize with somebody. Nobody is around nobody at all times. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere you go, you're around somebody. And what I'm saying is bad association brings bad association. But I'm saying a wise person will be wise. But I'm saying in order to be a friend, in order to be a mate, in order to be anything in life, in order for you to make this big old family that you want to go sit yourself around besides the people that's bloodline that you wasn't chose, you know, you, bloodline you was chose to, you have to be with them regardless. You know what I'm saying? It's for better or for worse. For rich or for poor, regardless. You know what I'm saying? And a friend is a person that you pick, like whether it's your boyfriend, your girlfriend, the people that you start marrying, the people that you have children with, the people that you go along with, even the people that you have kids with, the people that you lay with. Next, nowadays,
Hey, Sean, this is Hoot on the line with Anonymous.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, and it's like, I'm Anonymous, like, I stand above them all. I lead by example. So I just feel like if I got a friend that's not strong as I am, you know, I try to help them along the way and lead by example. But at the same time, I'm not their mama, I'm not their daddy, so I can't hold their hand with them all the time.
No, man.
Just because one person does something and I'm their friend, that don't mean that I'm that way. Just like, you know, I can open up a book of worm, you know what I'm saying? I'm a homosexual, you know what I'm saying? I'm a lesbian. I like women. So that means that everybody that I'm around, that they have to like them too. One guy on the phone said that you are the company that you keep. And I don't believe that's true because you should keep your enemies closer, your enemies closer, you know, your friends closer, your enemies closer, because you just never know. Everybody come in your life for a reason, you know what I'm saying, a season. It's a time and place for everything. So everyone's not made the same. So, therefore, you're going to have people that are not alike like you. You know what I'm saying? Some may strive to be like you. Some may strive to be better than you. So, as Anonymous stated, you know, I'm my own person. You know what I'm saying? I lead by example. So,
if one wants
to follow behind me?
That's what I'm saying. Good to lead by example. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying that you don't. Anybody, that's what we're having a conversation for, because some people don't understand that at some point in your life you have to be around different people, and as you're around these different people, you have to learn that you have to learn to gain self control, self con. You have to be trustworthy in order to be around a person. And what I'm saying is, everybody that you bring around, I lead by example myself. So with me being a strong person, people cling to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when people cling to me, I know people cling to y'all as well. That's what I'm saying. So the people that y'all hang around, saying at some point somebody's gonna be different from you. What I'm saying is, listening to the phone conversation, the big old ideal of this phone conversation of tonight, I want somebody in the world to know that they're not alone. And they have to know that you can be around people that's not the same as you, but how do you choose, like, how would you choose, like, rather than to stray away from a person that strikes up to be a bad person, even if you're hanging around them and y'all have some kind of good characteristics toward each other, like in the Bible, that's what I'm saying.
But you can't do, you can't do nothing but voice your opinion. It's up to them to listen to you. It's like, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying to teach a person to be a better friend. I'm saying if you sit around a person long enough, sometimes they may pick up on your good habits if you're a good person. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Baby. Yeah,
they don't want to be too. Sometimes you may pick up on their negativity, too. You know what I'm saying? You just never know.
Yeah,
being around a person that's always negative, you pick up on that, too. I was in a position to where my best friend was doing things that I didn't like and I wasn't feeling, you know what I'm saying? So I got myself away from it, you know what I'm saying? Just pushed myself away from it because it wasn't for me, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, that's good. And like I want to bring it back to these Bible verses that I was reading, y'all. That's what I'm saying. Listen, in Proverbs it says, a perverse man spreads strife and a slanderer separates intimate friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people are coming around a whole crowd of people just to, like, boast and brag, you know what I'm saying? Say, like, I got more than you got, you know what I'm saying? And it'll intimidate some people that are timid, you know what I'm saying? But a strong person will stand and say, well, hey, you know,
we can all get these same things together. You know what I'm saying? We can all have these things. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying, like, brown people, people within itself, it takes people to work people through things. You know what I'm saying? It takes people to help go in and carry people to do things. It takes people to go inside of something and pull something out of it in order to make things better sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I keep on going back to two are better than one because you have a good return for the labor. You know what I'm saying? You have somebody to pick you up when you fall. You have somebody there to lift you up when you are down. But at some point in time, the other person may be down too, and they need somebody to depend on as well. So if you're a good friend, then you want the people around you to be a good friend to you as well. And we ain't just talking about regular friendships where you go out and you hang with people and you just chill. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about when you see a person on the side of the road, whether you know them or not, by you being a good person, you know what I'm saying? You just being a good person yourself, sometimes it's good to just try to help other people that you come around and don't feel like everybody is wrong because everybody don't have wrongness. You know what I'm saying? Everybody choose to sin. Everybody choose to do the things they do, whether it's good or bad, to each his own. But what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, sometimes it helps to just be around somebody and not be alone all the time.
And you learn to be alone. That's, it's bad to be alone.
And learn to be friends with other people and learn how to carry yourself. When I say be friends, I don't mean go out and be super friendly, just handing your money or your love out to nobody else. I'm saying get yourself together, and if you see somebody in need or you see somebody that actually is struggling and needs your help, don't just give them a cold shoulder. Don't just
rub your hands. I wouldn't call them my friend because I help them.
No,
What about when you're trying to help somebody though that's not trying to help themselves? You know what I'm saying? Because you can only do so much. But if a person ain't willing to better themselves or help themselves, then what you're doing is just like for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. You're right. But God gave you a commandment. It said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. That you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." So that's what I'm saying. If everybody will get them own selves together, then they'll be able to help that other person. And whether that person don't want to help themselves or not, that's when you start to tell them, "Hey, baby, you need to know that." You point out to them. Don't be scared to point out to them, "Baby, you're not doing the right thing." You know what I'm saying? You need to help yourself. You know, kind of motivate them a little bit. That's what I'm saying, y'all. That's why we come on here. Each one, teach one. Sometimes we need that other person to motivate you. And sometimes some people don't want to be motivated. And those are the kind of people, if they don't want to be motivated, so I tell them, "Baby, maybe you should pick up the Bible." Don't give up on them. You know what I'm saying? You being a friend, don't give up on them. Don't give up on them. Start getting that Bible and get that Bible to them and try to send somebody else that you think can help them better than what you can, because maybe you don't have a tool that they need. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, some people give up on people so easy. And it's sad to say that we give up on people so easy. I'm not going to even call people our friends. We give up on people in general so easy to where we be like, "Nah, it's too much for me to handle." If it's too much for you to handle, maybe somebody sitting next to you can handle it. Or that's why you have a family. You have a bloodline that you can run through regardless. No matter what goes on in this world, you're going to always be able to call on your family. If somebody shoot at you, you're going to be able to call your family and say, "Hey, these people shot at me. Come help me." But you can't call your friend that you thought was your friend sometimes because they might be scared. You kind of get what I'm saying? Y'all kind of get what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. You know, that's why I tell people all the time that I'm a fool with special education.
To call somebody else that you feel like can help you. So sometimes the problem is bigger than you, and then that's when you find yourself in a sticky situation. Learn to utilize your services. You know what I'm saying? Depend on God first of all, because God can pull you through. Ask God to send you somebody that can help you. If you consider yourself being a friend to somebody, consider taking into consideration that God has control over all things, and that he will send somebody help you help his friend pull through. And guess what you're doing at that point? You being a good friend to that person. You done rolled it out with him. Like we say in the street, I done rolled it out with him. Have y'all ever met a person in a ride or die with me? This person going to be there with you when you down and out, when you don't have no food in your house, when you ain't got nobody else to talk to, when you ain't got nobody to cry to, when you feel like everything else has gave up. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can all say, well, hey, some people don't believe in God, and I feel like that's silly. You know what I'm saying? That's a silly thing not to believe in, because that's the person that gave his only begotten son for all of us to live. You know what I'm saying? And we all still walking around this world like somebody owe us something. When ain't nobody owe nobody nothing. Nobody don't owe nobody nothing. The reality of things is that nobody owes nobody nothing. We owe it all to God. But these materialistic things that we have here on these streets and in our lives, we tend to put that before our family. Sometimes we don't even call our family to even check to see if they okay. Sometimes we have stuff going on in our life we try to hide from our family and our friends. If you consider that person enough to be your friend, to call and talk on the phone with, to go smoke weed with, to go kick it with, to go to the club with, sometimes call that person and say, hey, you want to go to church with me? You want to read this Bible with me? So, hey, I got a problem going on. It's not a secret. I have a problem. I need your help. Can you help me? It's not a problem with asking for help sometimes, y'all. It's not a problem to ask for friends.
Yeah, I learned a long time ago. Advice don't cost you nothing.
Mhm. Yeah, and I would like for some of y'all books. Y'all come on, share with me. Talk to me. I got too deep for y'all.
It's the free thing in the river. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like this. If I can help you in my hard times, it's like this. If you're struggling, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't there, you know what I'm saying, to go through the hard times with me, I want somebody to rock me through the hard times. Because if you can't, there's something wrong. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't afraid to tell anybody I'm going through something at all. Because the smartest person stays the back of the class.
You sound muffled. You have to talk into the phone a little more. Talk clearly so we can hear you.
The smartest person sits at the back of the class, Brady. You don't always see the front. You know what I'm saying? Just because I sit at the back of the class don't mean that I'm a dummy. You feel
why would you want to sit at the class if you real smart? Why would you want to sit at the back of the class?
That's gangster.
He might just try to stay out the way. Well, that ain't gonna knock his knowledge on what he gives. That might just be
back of the class. Let me hear what y'all got to say. But I need to hear y'all one at a time so that we can get this understanding.
You got dumb people sit in front of the class and don't learn nothing. They can see the board clearly. You feel what I'm saying? So it's all on your matter on what you're trying to learn. That's all that is. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna grasp it, you're gonna grasp it. I don't care where you're sitting at in the class. You know what I'm saying? You got a little scenario. You got some people who get put out the class, but still ain't have to sit at the door. You feel what I'm saying? Just use a little visual and sit, but still gain more knowledge. It's all on your learning. It's on oneself. You feel me on what you're gonna get? So I mean, it's a personal. I mean, it's an individual thing on what they're trying to learn.
Yeah, just like what you said right now, really. You said the student is only more successful as the teacher is feeding them. You see what I'm saying? That's just like, if you sit up here, you preaching me, I'm going to church every Sunday, and you know what I'm saying? I'm sitting here, but I ain't learning nothing. You know what I'm saying? But everybody can't feed people the same way. It's just like what you're saying right now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You follow me?
That's right.
If I'm going to get fed, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to give me a spoon just because you show me how to eat, you know what I'm saying? Like this. Let me sit up while I say this right, because I want to make really clear. You know how they say a lot of times, show a man how to fish, he'll never be hungry.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's saying right now. If I give you this information, somebody got to process it to me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if somebody if everybody's scared to give the information out, you know what I'm saying? Like some one of the callers was saying, like at some point you get tired of other people. Yeah, everybody gets tired of somebody, but at the same time, if you're so tired, get somebody else to help. Tell somebody else what's going on so that everybody can come together and try to at least help.
Why you think they put certain people in special education classes? Because everybody can't learn the curriculum together. Somebody has to teach this person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
somebody
I understand.
I done did everything I could, but I can't teach this kid. Yeah, you might couldn't, but somebody else can. Somebody else can do the same job. Because you don't take the time out to do it. Everything takes time. It's like this. This is what I tell people all the time. Everybody wants something they can put in the microwave and zap it, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Why you don't take time out to cook the food at the stove? It's going to taste a whole lot better than putting it
in
the microwave.
You're right on that. Because everybody wants a quick answer to something instead of taking the right way. Well, I'm telling y'all, I teach my kids, first of all, that there's no shortcuts in life. That if you do things right the first time, then you ain't got to worry about going back having to clear it up or trying to fix the things that you try to take the fast way to go do something. Every time you try to do something real fast, it never seems to really work out right. That's what I'm saying. So take time with your friends, take time with your family, take time to talk to people, take time to understand people. You know, be slow to talk and quick to listen. You know what I'm saying? Because at some point in your life, every person needs help. Everybody needs somebody else. Nobody has all the answers. And anybody that can hear my voice on tonight and that can hear anybody else's voice that called in for Street Talk, y'all just take into consideration that all of us come here on Friday night to just teach each other. Each one teach one. This is what Street Talk is all about. And we have about seven minutes left on the phone. And I appreciate y'all for calling Street Talk on tonight. I've had a bunch of callers on tonight. We've enjoyed you all's talk. And I appreciate each and every one of y'all for calling.
Listen, Sean, we appreciate you for giving us an outlet so we can all kind of have a area where we can gather and speak on things that, that one may not have in a household. So we appreciate you for giving some of us an outlet where we can kind of voice our opinions and not be judged. You feel what I'm saying? Because even though it's just an hour, And 1 day out of 7 days, things are getting took in. You feel what I'm saying? So we appreciate you for giving us this outlet where we can kind of be ourselves and not be judgmental. You feel what I'm saying? When we out here in this world, we have to face a whole different crowd. So we appreciate you for giving us this little hour on a good old Friday. You feel me? So that's a blessing.
Yeah, each one teach one. That's what Street Talk is all about. That's why I encourage all my friends, because I am a friend and I know how to be a friend. And I've lived out here in this world and I've done world things and I'm nobody's perfect. You know what I'm saying? So I encourage y'all to just call in every Friday night and just share something with me. And if y'all find something that's going on during the week, we have a Facebook page where y'all can go on and inbox us. Or y'all can go on and just speak, you know, speak and let me know what y'all are thinking so that I can come up with a show ideal or anything of that nature. Each one teach one. What we have Street Talk for is cause I want y'all to be able to call in and, you know, vent and let me know what's going on in the world. And on tonight, the reason I wanted to have the open conversation about being friends and being loyal is because I know that all of us are around different people everywhere, every day. You know what I'm saying? And when I bring these Bible verses out, you know, it's not a secret. The book of life is Bible. You know what I'm saying? First of all, the book of life is the Bible. And we all have to learn from something. And if somebody is taking in knowledge and reading, we can share this with each other. And like I said, in Ecclesiastes in the Bible, it says two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. For if either of us fall, the one will lift up his companion, but woe to the one who falls when there is not another one to lift them up. That's all I'm saying. If you're not around nobody, if you don't open your mouth, a closed mouth don't get fed in the hood. That's the way we talk. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A closed mouth fed. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't tell nobody what's going on in your life, and you don't tell nobody, you know, whether it's a friend or a family member or somebody you consider your friend, if you can smoke and drink with them, you're supposed to be able to call on them for other things. You know what I'm saying?
I swear.
The tables are over. Anybody that know Reddy in the real world, you can always know me, and I'm not gonna change. We all live once, you know, and we're here to help each other and to talk to each other. And I don't have any announcements on tonight. Do anybody have any announcements that they would like to make while we have our last 4 minutes of this segment? Do anybody else have anything to say on tonight?
God is good. God is good one day at a time.
Okay. Everybody on the line, I would like y'all to just, I'm going to start, we're on the end of the show. I want y'all to just say y'all name and tell me what y'all got from it. When I call the last 4 digits of your phone number out, just tell me who you are so that I can keep a record of who's calling in and talking to me. And to Street Talk, to the Street Talk fam, I have a caller at 8728. Your last 4 digits of your number, 8728. Introduce yourself to everybody that's on Street Talk and let us know if you gain any knowledge or if you learn anything on site. Caller with the last 4 digits, 8728.
Mine.
Okay. Caller with the last 4 digits, 5441. 469-236-5441.
That's anonymous, baby.
Okay, anonymous. Did you gain any knowledge on tonight, or do you have anything you would like to share?
I just have my own knowledge about everything.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Oh, yeah, I learned a part of the Bible.
A part of the Bible. That's good to know. Okay, caller at 214. That's anonymous. That's yeah. Caller at 214-434-4928. Do you have anything that you would like to say?
Miss Mary, it's just reiterated to me not to just be so alone all the time. That's me. I'd rather be by myself than to deal with people.
You know, sometimes it's not good to be by yourself and not deal with people. It's time to open up and share. So call in and talk to me on Friday night.
All you need is Jesus Christ, baby.
Caller at 446-79. Do you have anything that you would like to say?
Diamond Wheels. Like I said, I thank you for giving us the opportunity to where we can kind of gather and chat, you know what I'm saying, and share thoughts. That's it.
Okay, well, thank y'all for calling Street Talk. And on tonight, I'm going to pray this out. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to gather on tonight and being able to just share our feelings and share our thoughts. And Father God, as you lead us through this week, I ask that you lift us up and teach us how to be friends with each other and teach us how to just love one another and just continue to share your blessings with us and to let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, you know. And in Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen. Thank y'all for calling Street Talk.
Amen.
Yes,
ma'am.
Bye-bye,
anonymous.
Peace out.
Bye, y'all.
Have a great show. I thank you all for calling. We have a few seconds, and good night. Y'all have a good night. Call again next Friday, 310-982-4126.
Right on.
Hit your Facebook.